Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody. So glad you're back with us. And look who else is back. Headcrack was out yesterday because he didn't feel well.
Hey,
and you're back. Welcome.
Rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated.
Oh, he's fine. He's back. And we have so much to dish about. There is a new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta coming soon. We got the trailer yesterday, so we're going to watch it and see what else Portia can dish about. Plus, Cardi B had quite the day, and we're going to tell you the latest of her legal troubles. But first, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, are they or aren't they husband and wife? You may remember, I think it was last month, we talked about them coming out of a courthouse in New York City. And so people were speculating they did, in fact, get married. But then we were like, I don't know. Well, according to sources, they did get married. And at a recent museum event in Canada, Justin introduced Hailey as his wife. Although some people do that. They'll be like, oh, here's wifey over here, but you're not married yet. You know, so.
No, you never say that, because in some common law states, you call her your wife once. She's your wife forever.
Oh, no.
It's like saying Beetlejuice three times. Just
okay,
don't do it.
But the real reason we're talking about them, because I think this is interesting, that they got married, but I guess at the time they got married, the prenup wasn't ready, but they just went ahead and got married anyway. So Justin Bieber, who's worth $250 million.
Mistake.
Marries Hailey Baldwin, who has some money. I mean, she had nothing to sneeze at. She's worth $2 million, but no prenuptial agreement.
He wants to be done. He wants to have kids, settle down, and
really
move. She is young and up and coming, you know, with her modeling career, so I don't think she's done her thing yet, and he's wanting to pull her away. I don't think it's going to work out, and he's going to end up losing half the stuff.
Aww. Well, and factor in, you know, babies. I mean, they'll probably, you know, when you're all, you know, Porsche, you're all love and young, and oh my God, I want to make babies with you. And so if they do that, then a prenup's really doesn't matter anyway, because once you have a baby, it's like.
Yeah, you know you trapped your man.
Right. She got him. She got him. And it's already rumored that she could possibly be pregnant.
Oh, yeah, maybe
anyway.
That's why they, yeah, right, that's why they moved.
But my thing is, though, people talking about prenup. A prenup, when you sign a prenup, that means you're preparing yourself for a divorce. So you should not sign a prenup. You should get married if you love one another, and don't worry about it.
Gary, let me ask you, do you have car insurance?
Yes.
Are you planning on having an accident?
But you know, that's not right. Let me tell you, no, that pisses me off, because I was just looking at my car insurance. It's very expensive, and my thing is, I need to get in a wreck so I can collect some of that money.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, Jay-Z said it best. Nobody wins when the family feuds, and it seems like good old Samantha Markle wants to finally stop talking mess about her half-royal sister, Meghan Markle, and try to repair the relationship.
Finally.
Damage is done.
I know. Well, Samantha flew across the pond to make amends with the Duchess, but it didn't go as planned, so Samantha went on a local chat show, that's what the Brits call it, to send a message to Meghan. Take a look.
You went down to Buckingham Palace yesterday? Okay. Could you signal, or you were just outside?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any way of telling her you were outside?
No, but I think everybody was hurt not being included or invited to the wedding. I apologize, and I wish things could be different.
Yeah, but she's not even apologizing, because if you listen, she continuously says this wouldn't have happened if you just would have included us.
But yeah, if there has to be a reason.
Let us come.
There got to be a reason.
reason why she didn't include them.
Exactly.
It's it's like, you know, Portia's getting married here soon. And Portia, it is your day. It's Dennis's day. If you don't have a relationship with an auntie that you never see and you saw last time you were 12 years old, well, you know, she's going to be mad if she ain't invited. I don't care.
For Megan, she gets to handpick who comes to her wedding like everybody else. But for her, it means even more because you're coming to the palace.
That's
and you
right.
are representing her.
That's
and
right.
look what y'all did after
Already.
Y'all weren't invited. So that just proves you shouldn't have been there.
Exactly. This woman been talking trash all over the place.
Because she was hurt.
It don't matter. You be quiet. If you want to be forgiven, you don't keep talking trash about people and then expect to be forgiven.
And you can see the crazy in her eye.
Yeah, you can.
Everybody's got that family member who's just like this Samantha Markle.
Yes.
That crazy family member that wants to show up at major events that you think family should be there, like a wedding or a funeral. I mean, I had a relative try to show up at my mother's funeral, and I was like, get the f*** out of here.
Right.
Exactly. Or you're next, bitch.
That's how I But you can drive to my house in Decatur, and I'm not going to open the door. She damn sure ain't getting in Buckingham Palace.
Okay, across the pond.
Now, Cardi B warned everybody to be careful with me, and she ain't just talking either. She turned herself into police custody yesterday and was charged with 2 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of third-degree assault in connection to that crazy fight she had over Offset at a Queens strip club this past weekend.
Oh, man.
The rumor has it that Cardi and her entourage were at the club around 3 a.m. when she got into a fight with 2 bartenders who happened to be sisters over an alleged affair with her husband, Offset. Now, chairs were flying, everybody started throwing bottles, and even one of the bartenders got hit by a hookah water pipe.
Ooh.
Now, Cardi hasn't spoken about the situation, but her attorney said, we're aware of no evidence that she caused anybody any harm from that night. We expect the matter to be resolved expeditiously.
Weren't they blaming the bodyguard? They said that she sicked the bodyguards, not that Cardi put her hands on anybody.
Yeah, like, you know, Cardi's hands never touched anybody.
She never touched anybody.
It was like,
if we're talking about Cardi B, why do we have this picture of Gwen Stefani? I don't understand.
That's how Cardi's looking this week.
If Cardi B didn't touch him, and you said her bodyguards did, but she's still accessory to the crime because, honey, she's the biggest
person.
Well,
it's allegedly. It's allegedly. Yeah.
They're always going to attach you to the biggest name that's at the situation. But at the end of the day, like, you should be jumping on a girl. You should be jumping on your man. Like, you know, if your man had sex with these people, don't be mad at them.
And Cardi B shoved girls in her circle. Let's go. Well, I'm getting you out of here. We're getting you out of the situation because I don't want it to go there. So your girls should be protecting and be like, we're out of here.
Well, you can take a person out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the person because Cardi B needs to, honey, let that life go, honey. Girl, you're a millionaire, honey.
Yeah.
And a mommy, like and, you know.
Yeah, because you can look at Portia and tell her she was a fighter, honey, but now she grand. Now she
I'm cleaned up.
See that?
Look at me and my boy.
Management classes.
Will not be moved, okay?
She's giving you a Xing Yang, honey.
And then it moved. And then it moved. Oh, damn it, bud. We different.
Everyone, listen up, honey. Especially you, Portia.
Ooh.
Now the peaches are back, baby. And the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 11 trailer was released yesterday. And it looks more clatchy than ever, honey. Take a look.
I'm pregnant!
My wedding is 3 months away.
Didn't you fire the wedding planner?
They are begging for Eva the Diva to come out.
She's not the one you want to f*** with.
He got my name tattooed, so
he ain't going nowhere.
Tell him lies.
You don't know how to control yourself. That's the problem.
I'm nobody's victim, bitch.
You're fraud, baby. I'm not trying to be a mama.
Marlo.
Welcome to Atlanta, bitch.
Yes, honey. Welcome.
Nobody's victim, bitch.
Well, honey, that looks dramatic, honey. Now, this season seems to be life-changing for the ladies. Eva's getting married, and your Portia is engaged and having a baby. So, Portia, kind of spill some of the tea, baby. Tell us what we can expect, honey, this season.
I think this season is definitely built on... it's going back to the dynamics of the relationships of the women. So, on a better level. So, people's relationships are being rekindled. We're really being sisters to each other. A lot of people have a lot going on in their personal lives. So a lot of real storylines are happening this season. So it's good. It's
now, Portia, can you remember back that kiss they just showed with you and Dennis? Can you remember, like, were you pregnant there? Was that early on? Do you remember that kiss? Was that the kiss?
That was definitely right before. My birthday weekend in Miami, and that was like, I probably got pregnant as soon as we got back.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a powerful kiss, honey.
That very last scene, are you pumping already? I mean, as far as milk?
What?
That very last scene, I mean, are you ready to start pumping?
No, hell no. You can't breastfeed until you give birth. You can't breastfeed while you're breastfeeding.
Well, we can try.
Frank wants to be breastfeeding.
Just to make sure the spell works.
I didn't know that
the whole trailer is that last scene.
Do that to you, Frank.
Frank want to test the faucet.
Okay. All right, y'all. Up next, Steve Harvey is going from king of comedy to king of shade, honey. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you more about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
What up, y'all?
Steve Harvey is clapping back at the rapper Pusha T.
Uh-oh.
Well, Pusha name dropped Steve Harvey in his infamous Drake diss, the story of Adnan, and the Family Feud host was about that life and fired right back at the rapper on the set of the game show Family Feud. Take a look.
Monkey suit Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey made him.
He said something about you. What is this broke-ass boy? Where he come from? Ooh, the f*** is Pusha T.
He went in, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought he didn't curse no more.
Right, okay. I didn't know if that was allowed at the Family Feud set.
I mean, people in the audience are probably appalled.
Did you see him? They were looking around like, oh
my God.
Oh, I got that version of Family Feud.
Me too.
What episode?
Let me tell you something. Steve Harvey, we like him and all, but he was definitely bothered by Pusha T, okay? If he was not bothered, he wouldn't have gone in like that. Like, he went in, and he said he didn't know who Pusha T was. You know who Pusha T is. Come on now. He know who he is.
You've heard grinding.
You have so heard
right.
that. Come on. I can see him in his car with the top down doing like this to the song right now.
Marjorie.
Yeah, she know. They know him.
Oh, yeah, drug dealer rap? Hell yeah.
Ooh, that's some good tea.
I'm just saying. Anyway, well, it looks like Birdman may be in some serious trouble for allegedly ordering a hit on Lil Wayne. I know y'all might find this hard to believe, but Wayne and Birdman referred to each other as father and son over the years, but tension grew between the two after Wayne accused Birdman of cheating him out of $51 million, which might be the reason that they're trying to tie Birdman to this shooting back in 2015. So Lil Wayne's bus took a massive amount of gunfire as he was leaving a performance, and a man named Jimmy Winfrey, who's reportedly in Birdman's camp, was suspected of being behind the shooting.
Mm.
So details are now coming out that Birdman made a call to Jimmy Winfrey, supposedly while incarcerated, congratulating him on a job well done. Take a listen.
Tap this for my hand and get this money, nephew. Well, my name is Blessed. You did everything you could do, bro. It's an eye open, man. Fire on that strictly business, man.
Man, so what's that thing?
In my opinion, he could have been talking about anything. I feel like people are trying to put this particular phone call. He could have been talking about anything. I know Birdman's smarter than that. I'm sorry. He wouldn't do that. This is stupid, and this is going to blow over quick, I think.
You'd be surprised. But, I mean, like, not necessarily saying that this call was directly reflected towards that, but just all the things that were going on around that time, like the... What a hell of a coincidence. Like, you know, like, Wayne was having issues with Young Thug. Young Thug is somehow tied to the guy as well.
I don't know if he did it or not. Okay, let me say that, because I have no idea what all the facts are to the case. But I will say this. Who is dumb enough to call somebody while they're incarcerated, knowing those phone calls are recorded,
Hello?
And say something like that? Like, you did a good job in trying to shoot up Lil Wayne. Now come get your money.
I'm going
to
be just like Mr. like optimistic, and maybe this guy did some really good yard work for Birdman at one point in time. And he's like, hey, man, you did all you can do. Them weeds kept coming, man.
Good job.
Your job well done. You did all you can do.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and I have something that will blow y'all's minds. It's a fashionable, easy to carry, and will make everybody want to buy it.
Oh, exciting, Brad. Tell me more.
Well, it's the Milan Crossbody Wristlet Combo Handbag. You have a choice between two styles, and it's available in 5 different colors. This chic crossbody doubles as a wristlet and offers style and durability.
Well, does it have any other features?
Well, each features removable crossbody and wristlet straps, so it can be used as either a wristlet or a crossbody bag, gold tone hardware accent studs, and zipper pulls crafted from durable, high-quality vegan faux leather. 7-inch removable wristlet strap.
Wow. Okay, you know I can use this. How much is it?
Okay, everybody, here's the big finale. Oh. Milan Crossbody Wristlet Combo Handbag usually go for $130, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$24!
What? Oh. That's right. Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Well, rest in peace, Boo Boo Kitty, but the actress who played her, the beautiful Grace Byers, is causing trouble in the new season of The Gifted, and I got the chance to dish with her about that and much, much more. We'll talk about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So recently, I got a chance to visit the set of the Fox show, The Gifted. Now, the show was shot right here in Atlanta, and I had a great time talking to one of the stars, Grace Byers. Now, you might remember her as Boo Boo Kitty from Empire, of course. And when we sat down, I had to ask her, which opponent is tougher, Cookie Lion or Mutants? Take a look.
Let's get to work, girls. This revolution's not going to start itself.
Welcome to the Marvel family.
I know, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
Now, you came from one high-stress situation seemingly into a new one. Mm. Like, if you was to compare adversaries or whatnot, mm-hmm. how do you compare Cookie to what you're dealing with in The Gifted?
With Reva, she's dealing with a nation. She's dealing with the idea of nations. And so as opposed to just dealing with one person, she's dealing with multiple people on different levels to create a vision that is outside of herself. So that would probably be the biggest difference.
And you're kind of like in a boss kind of role.
Kinda.
You know, in this. Like, you're running things, that's what I hear.
Glad to hear it.
She's one of the most powerful mutants. She's preparing for war.
We will fight for the mutant homeland.
No. You're so new to the show, like, you know, we're just getting ready to see you for the first time. Do you have a mutant power?
I do.
What is it?
Reva emits a hypersonic sound that will scramble your brains.
So this one is a lightning round situation. I'm gonna throw some names of some people out there. You tell me if you think in the world of The Gifted they would be looked at as a hero or villain. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
Kanye West.
In the mutant world?
In the world of The Gifted, is Kanye West a hero or villain?
A villain.
Drake.
A hero.
LeBron James.
A hero.
Taylor Swift.
A hero. I guess a hero.
Everyone has to think about that one. It's the eyes, isn't it?
I know.
It looks just shifty eyes. Rihanna, is she a hero or villain?
Rihanna would be a villain, but a really good one.
Roseanne.
A villain.
The Golden State Warriors, all of them.
Heroes.
They're mutants. Like, no one is just doing what they're doing without, like, being close to a nuclear power plant or something. Like, there's something special going on with that team over there.
I love it.
If you was at a karaoke bar right now and that was your microphone, what song can you sing better than anybody else, without a doubt?
Santa Baby.
Really?
Yes, that is my jam. I will sing that in July,
Can you give us a taste right now in September?
Santa baby, put a sable under the tree for me. Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. This is the case when a gender reveal party goes horribly wrong. A man has been fined $220,000 for hosting a gender reveal party where he shot a high-powered rifle at a target with the intent of it exploding with pink powder or blue powder or smoke to reveal the gender of the baby. Instead, this target had an explosive in it called Tannerite that when it was hit, it caused a fireball which caught, the woods on fire, and hundreds had to be evacuated, 45,000 acres burned, $8 million in damage.
Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say that gender reveal party was lit.
It was lit. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, by the way.
All of that, and we still don't know whether it's a boy or a girl. We gotta figure out names for this baby.
Blaze, Ash, maybe. Ashley.
I would, in my brain, think I'm bringing a human being that we have created into the world. Isn't that exciting enough? No, I need to know.
You blame social media. People gotta have an Instagram story. You know, we have to have some big thing that we're gonna show the world. But this guy only got fined $220,000. It cost $8 million in damage. He should be sterilized so he can never have another gender reveal party. I had a gender reveal party 5 years late. That's when this little five-year-old girl rang my doorbell and says, "You're my dad."
Oh.
I was like, "What?" Slam! No, I didn't slam the door in her face.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.